The Cape Playhouse opens this season with Oscar Wilde's classic, The Importance of Being Earnest. With a long career on Broadway and in film, Edward Hibbert joins the cast as Lady Bracknell. Hibbert is perhaps best known for his 11 seasons as Gil Chesterton on NBC's Frasier. Edward Hibbert, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here talking with you.
Now, audience love The Importance of Being Earnest because of its witty dialogue and humor. Is it as much fun to perform as it is to watch?
Well, I'll tell you, it really is. I think it's a masterpiece. And as somebody once said, there's not one bad comma in the script. He was a genius. And it's slightly poignant to realize that he never really lived long enough to discover what an enormous success the play had become or was going to become. And it's now played, you know, I think it's famous. And the epigrams that come off the page so frequently have become almost landmarks, you know.
Mm. And they say that the Lady Bracknell character is probably the most quoted.
I believe she might be. And also, yes, I hope I get it all right, because learning this play is not easy. It's like Shakespeare, you know. You put one wrong verb in a sentence and you screw yourself up. Mm. But no, we're having a lovely time. It's a terrific company. And we have a limited time of rehearsal before we go up to the beautiful Cape. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, I read, you were asked a question in an interview, if you could meet anyone alive or dead, and what would you say to them? You said Oscar Wilde.
I did. Very good memory. I did say Oscar Wilde. I actually played Oscar in a play called Gross Indecency, which was a transcript of the three trials that Oscar went through. And that was amazing and rather humbling to be speaking his words. But no, I mean, the breadth of his genius and his wit and his style are incomparable, you know. So it was wonderful to get the chance to play him. And yes, I would like to have met him. Who else did I say I wanted to meet?
You have a long list of Broadway and film credits, film credits to your name. So was acting something that you always wanted to do from an early age?
Well, I think rather boringly, the answer is yes. I came from a theatrical family. My father, the late Geoffrey Hibbert, was an actor. He was the original Lord Brockhurst in The Boyfriend with an unknown 19-year-old girl called Julie Andrews. And mother came and joined him. And I was born in New York, which has given me the best of both worlds. So, yes, I really don't think I ever had a moment when I thought, oh, maybe I'll go off and be a flight attendant or a doctor or whatever else. I think it was always on the cards that I would act.
And you mentioned you were born in New York, but you went to school in the UK. Were the arts an integral part of the education system there?
Well, I was very lucky. The school I went to, not the drama school, but the actual school I went to, had a very revered Shakespeare society. So once a year, we did a Shakespeare production, and a wonderful teacher there kind of put us through our paces. And then, of course, I went to RADA, which, of course, is where you get the training. I mean, you can't learn it all when you go to drama school, but it's certainly a very good way to start, the foundations, if you will.
Yeah. Now, do you prefer stage or film? Because they're very different.
They certainly are. I find, well, it's a difficult question to answer. I think that theatre is immediate and very exciting, and it's never the same. I mean, if you're doing a comedy like The Importance of Being Earnest, you could be getting huge ballyhoo laughs, or it could be a rather quiet, fragile audience, and you just have to respond to what you get, and it keeps you on your toes. It's very, very vitalizing. With film and television, it's a very different sense of it, because you know you are there and there's cameras and people moving around and you know trying to get the sense of the order in which you would do stuff. So I think theatre will always be my favourite.
Now, listeners may remember your recurring role on the TV sitcom Frasier. You played Gil Chesterton, a restaurant critic who was periodically joined psychiatrist Frasier on his radio advice show. How would you describe Gil Chesterton, and how much influence did you have on the development of his character?
Well, that's a nice question. I, like anybody in Los Angeles, you have to read a script and then go in and audition for the powers that be. And I always maintain great writing is really much easier to perform and play than dodgy writing. Mm-hmm. And the episode that I went into initially was when Gil took over Frasier's time slot. And I read the script and I thought, this is absolutely perfect. So I just really went in and found the sort of voice I thought was appropriate. And happily, I got it. And it then became a recurring. I became part of the extended family.
Given the choice, would you do more comedic roles or dramatic roles?
I like a bit of both. Give me a good witty comedy guy, or give me a villain. I'm happy to do whatever's required. You know.
Yeah, I think playing a villain would be great fun.
Done a bit of that. Yes.
You've also done voice work, most recently as Mary Poppins' parrot Umbrella in Mary Poppins Returns.
I did.
It's acting, but you don't have other actors to play off of. So is that a little bit challenging?
Well, it's a little strange because what you're doing is you're there with, a microphone, and you're doing it, and the other voices are being played through to you through the sound. So it's a little weird, but I got used to it. I did Zazu mm-hmm. in The Lion King, and then a series called Earthworm Jim, in which I played Evil the Cat. So that was actually better because we could all work together as a group. It's a challenge because you are playing on your own.
Yeah. And so how do you maintain your energy level or whatever, mood you're supposed to be in at the moment? You know, as you mentioned Zazu and, you're not looking at the visuals, you're just hearing the voices, right?
Well, that's right. And I think with Zazu, to be honest, Rowan Atkinson had done the original Lion King, and I stepped in and did Lion Kings 2 and 3, and I think I did a sort of vague impersonation of how Rowan had done it. Mm. And with the others, what else have I done? Oh, I did, my brain's gone blank. I've done a few of these characters, and they're all animals, I think. Mm. Cats and birds and God knows what.
Do you have a dream role on stage or film that you really want to play?
But I'm playing Lady Bracknell. What better can it be? I'd like to do more classical work, I think. Some Shakespeare would be wonderful. It's just difficult to know. I think you just don't know until a script is sent and you read it and you go, I completely, rather like how I found reading the first time I read a Gil Chesterton script, you look at it and you go, oh, I know exactly how this should be done.
Yeah. Now, have you been to the Cape before?
No.
Oh, this is your first visit?
Is that where you live?
Yes.
How's the weather, I want to know?
The weather, I'm sure it will be lovely when you're here. This time of year is great. But I want to mention something else that I think a lot of people don't know about you. I don't know, you still are a literary agent?
No, I stopped all that.
Okay, but you were.
To be honest with you, I enjoyed it. But I just found it's too many hats to wear. Yeah. And about a year and a half ago, I just moved off.
All right. So The Importance of Being Earnest opens at the Cape Playhouse and runs through the June 22nd. We'll post details at our website, capeandislands.org. Edward Hibbert, thanks so much for joining us and enjoy your time here on Cape Cod.
Oh, thank you, Minty, very much. Take care.